From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. North Korea tells journalists to leave.
We have decided to expel a Tokyo BBC correspondent, Rupert Wingfield Hayes, from the territory of the DPRK, and we are going to never admit him again.
That's the voice of an unnamed North Korean official translating announcement by North Korea that they had expelled a team of BBC journalists Monday, apparently because officials were unhappy with their reports. BBC Tokyo correspondent Rupert Wingfield Hayes and his team were detained on Friday as they were about to leave North Korea and were interrogated for 8 hours. The Secretary General of the North Korea National Peace Committee, Oh Ryong-il, issued a statement immediately translated by this unnamed North Korean official.
And during their coverage, they were not very just in terms of not respecting the local custom, the system in the DPRK, and they even made distorted facts and realities about the situation, and they were speaking very ill of the system, the leadership of the country.
The unnamed official would then be pressed by another BBC journalist, John Sudworth.
Could I put a question to the official? Could we ask whether you feel the international community will take a very dim view of inviting a foreign journalist into this country, preventing him getting on a flight, detaining him, interrogating him, simply because you don't like the content of his reporting?
Oh Ryong-il responded. His statement then immediately translated by the official.
This correspondent, Rupert Anthony Wingfield Hayes, admitting his mistakes of not respecting the system here, he has written official apology letter, or sorry, statement of apology.
This is VOA News. Millions of voters headed to the polls to elect a new president in the Philippines, with a belligerent, tough-talking mayor taking an early lead, according to unofficial tallies. Even before Monday's election, Rodrigo Duterte, the long-serving mayor of the southern city of Davao, was leading in public opinion polls by as much as 10 percentage points over his nearest rivals, Senator Grace Poe and Interior Secretary Manuel Roxas, the preferred candidate of outgoing President Benigno Aquino. Turkish authorities say their artillery has killed at least 55 Islamic State insurgents in northern Syria. The shelling, which targeted regions north of Aleppo, came in response to weeks of rocket attacks on a Turkish border town. Also, Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has accused Western powers of failing to help his government fight IS militants on Turkish soil. At least 5 people were killed and 13 others wounded after an explosion and gunfire attack on Mogadishu Traffic Police Headquarters in Somalia's capital. Al-Shabaab militants have claimed responsibility for the attack. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry begins a 4-day diplomatic mission to Europe today, where he will meet with officials from several countries and participate in an anti-corruption summit. British Prime Minister David Cameron is hosting the summit aimed at tackling global corruption and comes just a few weeks after he was exposed in the leak of the so-called Panama Papers as having a stake in an offshore fund set up by his father. He said he did nothing wrong and, in fact, paid taxes on his father's deal and did not avoid taxes.
There was a profit on it, but it was less than the capital gains tax allowance, so I didn't pay capital gains tax, but it was subject to all the UK taxes in all the normal ways.
Now, the public will have access to the Panama Papers beginning today. They mention various world leaders and dignitaries. Canadian officials say they've reached a turning point in combating the huge wildfire that has destroyed a large area of the province of Alberta in western Canada. Nearly 90,000 people in the city of Fort McMurray grabbed what few belongings they could and fled when the fire started. Alberta Wildlife Authority manager Chad Morrison says cooler temperatures and light rain in the region have made for what he calls great firefighting weather.
We have over 500 firefighters on site currently, with 200 helicopters, 44 dozers and heavy equipment continuing to work, 27 air tankers available. 4 of the helicopters we have working on site are heavy lift helicopters, and they can deliver more water than a tanker can. They can deliver up to 2,000 gallons in an hour period onto the fire.
While the flames so far have not reached any major oil processing facilities, they remain closed and global oil prices have soared over concerns of the Canadian fires. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.